gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
I'm Rhett Lewis with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 12 kicked off in snowy Cleveland as the Browns beat the Steelers 24-19. Jameis Winston ran for a touchdown. Nick Chubb added two more scores on the ground. And reigning defensive player of the year, Myles Garrett, had three sacks as the Browns moved to 3-8. Before the game, NFL insider Ian Rappaport reported that Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski is expected to remain in Cleveland in 2025. For Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson threw for 270 yards and a score, but couldn't connect on a last-second Hail Mary. Steelers fall to 8-3, but remain atop the AFC North. In other news, Giants quarterback Daniel Jones spoke to the media for the first time since his demotion and acknowledged the $23 million injury guarantee in his contract may have been a part of the decision to move him to the bench. Tommy DeVito now gets the start Sunday for the Giants. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Yo, 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 Dad is in the house. What do you call the NordVPN Black Friday deal, huh? The Block Friday deal. Because you block online threats. Black Friday, Block Friday, get it? It's hilarious. Get the NordVPN Black Friday deal and block online threats now. NordVPN is rated as outstanding on PC Mag. Just visit NordVPN.com and discover the benefits of this all-around cybersecurity tool. It will encrypt your online traffic. NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro tool will defend you against web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. So improve your digital privacy and protection with one simple click. Get the special Black Friday deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Savings and selection are waiting for you at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Winter stock is in, coats, gloves, and of course, cozy vest and flannel shirts. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, 10% off work boots from Wolverine, Carolina, and Georgia. And remember, special orders are always welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing. Your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, November 22nd, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Fire and Emergency Services removing vegetation for flood risk reduction. Former Atascadero barber Nathan Abate sentenced for sexual assault. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 40 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. With a grant from the San Luis Obispo County Fire Safe Council, Paso Fire and Emergency Services says they will be addressing overgrowth and drainages near developed areas. Crews will be working to remove fallen trees and brush accumulating beneath living trees, particularly along Union Road and areas off North River Road. This serves to both reduce the risk of wildfires during the fire season, but also mitigate flood risks during this rainy season. The fire department reminds residents to exercise caution amidst the storm expected this weekend and avoid driving through areas where water has submerged the roadway. The county DA's office announced that 36-year-old Nathan Abate has been found guilty of three counts of sexual assault against two victims. The crimes, according to the DA's office, occurred between 2009 and 2012. The jury in Abate's trial was presented with evidence that demonstrated a clear and consistent pattern of sexual assault by Abate, according to the DA's office, wherein he provided alcohol to young women prior to sexually assaulting them. Other crimes Abate was convicted of include rape of an intoxicated victim and oral copulation of a person under the age of 18. The DA's office says the jury deadlocked on allegations of rape by a third victim. Abate has been sentenced to 8 years and 8 months custody in prison, a maximum sentence allowed under California law for these criminal convictions. County Veterans Services Office hosting event for senior veterans. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10, 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The County Veterans Services Office announced they'll be holding a Senior Veteran Welcome Home event Thursday, December 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event will take place at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Hall at 801 Grand Avenue in San Luis Obispo. The Veterans Services Office says this event aims to celebrate and honor our senior veterans for their service while also connecting them with local networking, resources, and support. Registration for this event is not required. A reminder that 7th to 12th grade students who live in or attend school in Paso Robles are invited to submit entries into this year's Martin Luther King Jr. 2025 Art Contest. The city of Paso Robles says this year's theme is Mission Impossible, Protecting Freedom, Justice, and Democracy. Participants are encouraged to creatively explore how individuals and communities can continue to safeguard these principles today. Winners of the contest will be honored at the Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. celebration in the city on January 20th, 2025. The deadline for art submissions is Wednesday, December 4th at 5 p.m. Centennial Park. Class Act Dance will be presenting its 28th year of the Nutcracker Storybook Ballet, sponsored by North County Dance and Performing Arts Foundation. Here's Cheryl Armstrong, one of the artistic directors for this year's production, reflecting on how the production is kept fresh each year.
Each year, the dancers look at it as a rite of passage in order to, continue with the storyline. They always look forward to being in a role. So we keep storyline a lot of the same. We have different choreographers come in, and so changing the choreography changes it up, but we do have people that love the storyline because it is a storybook ballet. It's narrated by a local actor who used to be here in the area, and it's just one of those things where it's like your favorite movie with different actors.
And here's Cheryl once more with information on tickets and showtimes.
Our theater is the Spana Theater at the Cal Poly campus. We have a December 6th Friday performance at 7 p.m. and a Saturday at 5 p.m. and a Sunday at 1 p.m. And they can buy tickets through classactdance.com or ncdpaf.org. There will be tickets sold at the door if we're not sold out. We have been sold out in the past years, so we encourage people to get their tickets very soon.
Ticket prices may vary based on seating locations. On April 12, 2022, a Pismo Beach police officer, Corporal Chris Siglin, attempted a patrol stop on a van driven by 50-year-old Charles Nelson Ammons. After refusing to stop the van, Ammons attempted to fire a handgun at Siglin when the officer pulled his motorcycle next to the van, but no bullets were fired due to being loaded backwards. Siglin and other police officers were able to detain Ammons. In his first trial, the county DA's office says he was convicted of assault on a peace officer with a semi-automatic firearm, possession of a non-registered loaded firearm, and driving while intoxicated. However, during this first trial, the jury could not reach a unanimous verdict on attempted murder. The DA's office says in this most second trial, the jury has convicted Ammon of two counts of premeditated and deliberate attempted murder of a police officer and resisting a peace officer by use of force. He is scheduled to be sentenced on December 12th. In sports for the NFL, the Browns beat the Steelers 24-19. And for KPRL's doubleheader, we'll have the Raiders versus the Broncos at 1:05 p.m. on Sunday, and the Eagles against the Rams at 4:30. In the NBA, Orlando defeated the Lakers 119-118, the Raptors over the Timberwolves 110-105, the Hornets beat the Pistons 123-121, and the Spurs defeated Utah 126-118. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Pelicans, and the Kings will go against the Clippers. In high school football, this week is round three of the CIF playoffs. Morro Bay will travel to face Bishop Union. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Rains continuing to pound northern California. Sonoma County getting hit hardest. In Santa Rosa, numerous water rescues with drivers ignoring signs trying to cross flooded roadways.
You don't know how deep it is going to be, as well as you don't know the roadway conditions underneath. Has the roadway been compromised? Are there boulders? Are there big potholes? You know, there's a lot of things that could be... Is it washed away?
Karen Hancock with Santa Rosa Fire. Family members of 31-year-old Hannah Kobayashi pleading with the public to help locate her. She vanished earlier this month after arriving in L.A. from Maui en route to New York, never boarding her connecting flight.
And if someone has her, I want you to look at the pictures that we have posted. I want you to see this family, and I want you to know that she is so loved.
Clara Pigeon is Hannah's aunt. Security video showing Hannah at her last known location at a metro station near Crypto Arena the night of November 11th. California's 45th Congressional District still too close to call. Democratic challenger Derek Tran now leading Republican incumbent Michelle Steele by less than 500 votes. Jeff Scott, California News.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office...
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The Apostle Paul wrote by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." As we approach Thanksgiving, remember that giving thanks is God's will. These challenging times we are living in make being thankful difficult. As a matter of perspective, let's consider an excerpt of President Lincoln's Thanksgiving Day proclamation. "I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in the United States to set apart and observe a day of thanksgiving and praise to our Father who dwells in the heavens. And I recommend them to fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it, and as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes, to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union." As we gather to celebrate Thanksgiving this year, may you and your families be a recipient of God's healing and restoration in Jesus' name.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and farm news brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The Voice of California Agriculture podcast, produced by the California Farm Bureau, discussed the importance of mental health on farms. Tricia Stever-Blattler, executive director of the Tulare County Farm Bureau, spoke with host Gary Sack about losing her husband, Robert, to suicide and about the need to speak up about mental health in farming communities that face many stressors. "We need to keep normalizing and bringing that conversation forward," Stever-Blattler said. The episode also covers efforts in California to combat the Oriental fruit fly and a message from the California Farm Bureau to President-elect Donald Trump and other newly elected leaders. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries on Highway 58 outside of Santa Margarita near Webster Road. CHP says both vehicles need towing and are unable to move. CHP currently has a unit at the scene. Again, there is a traffic collision with no injuries on Highway 58 outside of Santa Margarita near Webster Road. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by
Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about a 95% chance of showers, lows right around 52, south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tomorrow, then partly cloudy for the afternoon, highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy skies on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday, cloudy on Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday next week. 75% chance of rain on Monday, about a 50% chance on Tuesday, and a 40% chance on Thursday. Low 60s Sunday, upper 50s Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, then 64 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 821.
Let's celebrate. Last month was Halloween, and this month is Thanksgiving, when we show our appreciation for our many customers. Paso Robles Radio Shack is here to help you enjoy your many electronic gadgets, TVs, and other equipment. We have the widest selection of batteries, many of which you cannot find anywhere else in the North County. We have the adapters, connectors for your computers, TVs, and phones, including phone and notebook holders for your car and RV. If you are already thinking about Christmas, Radio Shack is your home for radio-controlled cars, boats, and drones. For those of you who enjoy making your own music, we have the strings for your guitar, bass, mandolin, and banjo, as well as the quarter-inch cords and adapters. We'd love to see your smile at Paso Robles Radio Shack, 1171 Creston Road, and in our Coast Electronics Radio Shack stores in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The U.S. Supreme Court has sidestepped a decision on whether Meta Platform shareholders can sue the company, accusing it of misleading investors about the misuse of user data. The justices dismissed Facebook's appeal of a lower court ruling, though they did not resolve the underlying legal dispute. Consumer confidence has cooled a little in the U.S. since the election, and the latest University of Michigan survey says Republicans and Democrats continue to diverge substantially. The end of November index came in at 71.8, down from the mid-month reading of 73. A fresh reading on the economy suggests it is on track for another strong quarter. The S&P Services Index climbed to a two-year high this month, but manufacturing's reading remains negative. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you can make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peak Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
Peak, and we're the Peak Brothers.
From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. And a reminder, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 2, it'll be Al with Open Mic Friday. Then tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Diane will be in at 7 with a couple of hours of the Country Store. Then Jimmy, Gearhead Radio, and in the spotlight with Gary Brill, the fabulous Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. That's all tomorrow here on The Right Choice, KPRL.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
Happy holidays, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here to talk about Black Friday weekend. We have handguns, shotguns, and ammunition at special pricing. It's all on our website at roostersfirearms.com. And if you have a hunting license or you are a current or retired law enforcement or military, you, my friends, are exempt from the 11% California excise tax on firearms and ammunition. We have the largest selection of firearms on the Central Coast, but if you don't see your special Christmas present, that firearm that jumps your pulse and heart rate, we can order it for you. Yeah, just give us enough time to get it here before Christmas.
Hi, this is Terry. So for Black Friday, we're making it easy to get all your Christmas shopping done in one place. We are seriously your one-stop shop for all of your Second Amendment and freedom-loving patriots.
And for your shopping pleasure, we're open Monday through Saturday. That's right, the only North County gun shop open on Mondays. So come see us at Roosters Firearms, located at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Carlos Flores orders an Uber. He tells the driver he's upset. His friend hasn't paid him back the $100 he loaned him. Flores tells the driver he has a laundry detergent container full of gasoline, a match, and a knife, and plans to burn the friend's home down as soon as they get there. Cops arrive just as Flores is about to light several trails of gas. Carlos Flores, charged with arson, making threats to kill, and ag assault. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-522-5700. 800-522-5700.
Acclaimed American artist Dale Evers lives and works in Paso Robles, and he invites you to see his new works during the annual holiday open house this Friday, 2 to 7 p.m. at Dale Evers Studio at the corner of 10th and Park in Paso. Then on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., meet the artist and view his many works of art at Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden, 5015 Linnae Road in Paso Robles. For more information, go to DaleEversStudio.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Do you use
use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online deltaliquidenergy.com.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The County District Attorney's Office announced that 36-year-old Nathan Abate has been found guilty of three counts of sexual assault against two victims. The jury heard evidence that demonstrated a clear and consistent pattern of sexual abuse by Abate, where he provided alcohol to young women prior to sexually assaulting them. He was given the maximum sentence, 8 years, 8 months custody in prison. With a grant from the San Luis Obispo County Fire Safe Council, Paso Fire and Emergency Services say they'll be addressing overgrowth in drainages near developed areas, particularly along Union Road and areas near North River Road. This will mitigate flood risks during this rainy season and reduce wildfire risks during the fire season. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s, it's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Trump is told he'll have an easier time getting former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi confirmed as U.S. Attorney General than former Congressman Matt Gaetz, who didn't have enough support in the Senate. Missouri Senate Republican Josh Hawley tells Fox she's a good pick.
We need to overhaul DOJ and the FBI, and I think Pam Bondi will be up for that task. And I hope that she will pledge right now to work with Congress to lay it all out. Let the truth be known, to get it all out there, and let's overhaul these agencies.
He's on the Judiciary Committee, which oversees the Justice Department. The Republican Senate majority will now for sure be 53-47, with Democrat incumbent Bob Casey conceding to Republican Dave McCormick. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley on Fox.
We're done. We're ready to move forward.
McCormick has about 16,000 more votes out of about 6.8 million votes cast, and Casey was not catching up in a recount. America's listening to Fox News.
We see you sitting there daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. At Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes, including three Ford F-150s and $100,000 cash. How about that? Drawings November 3rd, 11th, 17th, and 24th. Earn entries now, and hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention, Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/water heating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold.
Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between the curb rail and Laurel Roads.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, about a 95% chance of rain late tonight and into Saturday morning, of course. And those overnight lows in the low to mid 40s. Then Saturday, we can expect some clouds, a little bit of clearing after the rain gets on out of here with highs in the low 60s. Clouds early Sunday morning, then some sunshine, low 60s. Rain likely, about a 75% chance of rain. Monday, upper 50s. Tuesday, about a, maybe a 30% chance of rain. Low 60s, partly cloudy Wednesday, mid-60s, low to mid-60s. PM showers, about a 35% chance for your Thanksgiving. And then mostly cloudy a week from today, mid-60s. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 6:47 a.m., 4:53 p.m. We're at 47 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Pass Robles Glass, and with the sliding or swinging doors with features like woof woof, doggy doors built right in. As I mentioned, Al will be on this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 with Open Mic Friday. Email into the studio, kevin at kprl.com. And remember, this is freedom of speech, and it's brought to you, Red's On Time Plumbing. Make sure everything's working for the holidays. Call them, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch. Headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Say, kids, what time is it?
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, you know how it works. Just about anything that may be on your mind, and you can change the topic of conversation at any time, because that's why it is freedom of speech. Let's see here. I saw something on, and gosh darn it, freedom of speech. I had looked up the story about Jacob Cohn, also known as Rodney Dangerfield. It is very interesting how he almost gave up on comedy altogether. Could you imagine if we had not had this funny man in the field? Well, it's somewhat, I'm not going to say it's uncommon, but, you know, quite a few of these people, including Bob Newhart, remember, he was an accountant, and he gave up on that. And others, if you do research in their history, they were interested in other things or went to school for other things, but then they became, for us, entertainers. And yes, thank goodness that we did have Rodney Dangerfield. I don't know, since I'm out of the loop regarding, I'm out of the loop simply because you have some birthdays or you don't bother. I mean, I kind of get out of the loop when I was in college. I didn't watch most or any of the current television shows, but I don't know who are any outstanding comedians out there now. Chris, in your age group, are there any outstanding comedians?
Outstanding comedians?
Stand-up guys. Stand-up comedians.
I don't really watch too many of them, unfortunately.
Okay, so, because, again, times have changed. Clubs are a little bit different, but back in the day, there was quite a few list of comedians, and they got exposure. There used to be the variety shows. The Ed Sullivan Show would be one, but there were others that came along afterwards. And of course, there was always the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Jack Parr before that, and other shows where some of these people became, almost famous overnight, even though they'd been on the road and doing the clubs and stuff for many years. But so I don't know who's out there right now, but I know in the 70s you had, if you think about maybe just two superstars, that would be Richard Pryor and George Carlin. They were just, they were putting out albums. They were in a couple of movies, and of course on all the shows. Now, when they were on the shows on national television, they had to clean up their language a little bit. Matter of fact, for one, probably a lot. A lot. I remember, I don't know how I did this, but I scraped up some money and took my mom and dad to see George Carlin in concert in Louisville. And, you know, we were used to seeing him on television. And I was embarrassed when we're sitting in the audience and he starts firing away with these four-letter words. Because I never heard my mom and dad use a four-letter word in their life. Never. And if we got caught, we got the bar of soap. So I was, mom and dad didn't, I mean, they didn't walk out or anything or say anything to me, but they seemed to enjoy the concert. But I was embarrassed, which looking back, I don't know why. But anyway, so yeah, Rodney Dangerfield, he was fun to watch. And he was in a couple of the movies he was in. they were fun as well. So anyway, maybe you have some thoughts on that, your favorites, and who's going on, what's going on now. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Speaking of comedy, I may get to this, but let's go to what we're supposed to do, and that's to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. There is a comedian, a stand-up comedian. I've watched him on YouTube, and he is funny. But he's more common sense funny. It's amazing. He was born in Tennessee, one of the southern states, something like that, and he's Korean. And it is an absolute hoot to listen to him. It's just funny, funny, funny. And he's married with children, and just thought I'd pass it on. I cannot remember his name, but if anybody out there can, it'd be fun to listen.
Is he clean?
Yeah, fairly clean.
Okay, because...
I mean, he might use the word D-A-M-N. But it's just, you know, it's just common sense stuff.
One of the things that I was fortunate enough my first year in radio to interview Red Skelton.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
And the reason was because the station I was working at in Thousand Oaks, they were changing to all comedy. Michael Douglas, the actor, was one of the owners.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So the news director, Ken Jeffries, asked me, he gave me a phone number one day. He says, I want you to call this number and ask him what he thinks of the all comedy. And I said, who is it? He goes, Red Skelton. I said, get out of here. It's like, come on, man, don't give me that. You know,
says, when he does the explanation of the Pledge of Allegiance, man, I'm in tears.
Well,
it's sweet.
Anyway, I called Red Skelton and I'm doing this interview, and one of the things he said was that he didn't appreciate he felt that comics that used foul language were untalented.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now
this Korean fellow, he uses common day life, and he doesn't. It's if you can find him, it'd be interesting if anybody else knows. Okay.
Well, most of comedy is from common everyday things, isn't it?
It's supposed to be, yes.
Or even stereotypes.
Exactly.
And it's...
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Now, I wasn't going to disagree with Red Skelton, but once in a while, when they add a certain word, it may add to it. However, when they go on the diatribe of every other word being a four-letter word, I get extremely bored right away. Extremely bored right away. That's why the difference in some of the albums, and then when you saw them in concert, I thought that there was a difference in, I don't know. Everybody's different, but all right. So here, since we're kind of on the lighter side, let's go with this. It's called And God Created Cat. On the first day of creation, God created the cat. On the second day, God created man to serve the cat. On the third day, God created tuna, mice, and all the animals of the earth to serve as potential food for the cat. On the fourth day, God created honest toil so that man could labor for the good of the cat. On the fifth day, God created the ball of yarn, the feathery thingy on a string, and the catnip mouse so that the cat might or might not be amused. On the sixth day, God created veterinary science to keep the cat healthy and the man broke. On the seventh day, God tried to rest, but the cat woke him up at 5 a.m. And that's it.
That's pretty good.
There you have it. It's, I would say, fairly accurate as well.
By the way, I finally thought of one comedian who is probably a little bit more contemporary for my age group, and that would be Dave Chappelle.
Okay. I like Chappelle. I think he's pretty funny. I've just seen the show. I haven't, you know, I've seen his skits in the show. I haven't heard him do some sound. Well, Kid Rock's pretty funny too. I've heard him do some stuff. So okay, there's two. Does Chappelle still do a show?
I don't know, actually. It's been a long time. And another one I'd probably say might be Chris Rock.
Oh, I said Kid Rock. Yeah, Chris Rock.
Well, we're referring to the same person there.
Yeah. Chris Rock is one of those guys, because he does those commercials. I don't know what they're for, but he's, when I see him, I just start laughing. It's like when I see John Lovitz, I just start laughing for whatever reason. There's been a couple of people over the years, when I see them, I just automatically, Terry Thomas would be another one, Edward Everett Horton, I would just start giggling when I'd see them. And it was a compliment, not because I thought they were stupid or whatever. It's just that they automatically make me laugh.
You know, a bit of a personal note on the Chris Rock bit. Did you know that he had a TV show about his younger years called Everybody Hates Chris?
No.
Well, you can imagine with a show that title and it being popular in the early, you know, 2000s when I was growing up, that some people tried to use that as a bit of a joke to me. And it'd always be frustrating when they're like, oh, everybody hates Chris, you know, specifically around me, no other reason. And when I tried to tell the teacher for it, they're like, oh, no, I'm just talking about the TV show. I'm not talking about Chris, who's coincidentally next to me. Oh. And I'm saying everybody hates Chris.
Well, so did your curiosity ever get you to watch the show?
Yeah, I did. It's funny.
All right. Well. It's, well, he is a comedian and stuff like that. Just happens to be same first name as you, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
And I'm sure that kid, what grade was this?
Probably like third grade or so, second grade.
So they weren't too brutal on you then?
If they wanted to get away with it, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. The things that we deal with. All right, also on another lighter side, this has to do with baseball. At one point during a game, the coach called one of his 9-year-old baseball players aside and asked, "Do you understand what cooperation is, what a team is?" "Yes, coach," the boy replied. "Do you understand that what matters is whether we win or lose as a team?" The little boy nodded in the yes. So the coach continued, "I'm sure you know when an out is called, you shouldn't argue, curse the umpire, or call him a mm-hmm. Do you understand that?" Again, the little boy nodded in the affirmative. Well, the coach continued, "And when I take you out of the game so that another boy gets a chance to play, it's not a dumb decision or that the coach is a head, is it?" "No, coach." "Good," said the coach. "Now go over there and explain that all to your grandmother." Okay, that's fans in the stands. Yes, indeed. It's unfortunately, it has gotten worse. All right, let's see. What else do we have here on comedy? Nate Bargatze is very funny and clean. Steve Trevino is good, too. Nate came to the fair. That's right. He did. He came to the fair. Matt something. Rife is young, funny, politically incorrect, and definitely not for anyone easily offended. You can't be offended or embarrassed by much of anything. I think he is great. All right. Well, look, when you, I don't know. Again, everybody's different. If you're going to go listen to somebody or watch somebody do comedy, you have to expect that you may be insulted. Or not you, maybe directly, but certainly you know, certain groups. The Irish, German, Jewish, black. I mean, it's all open, and I think you need to go in there with that attitude. I often wonder if Don Rickles could even last today. I somehow doubt it, but, you know, the politically correct stuff, I know that Jerry Seinfeld has not necessarily complained, but has mentioned it on a lot of college campuses that he used to go to, I think, that they just don't have the sense of humor. And they're a little bit too, shall we say, sensitive to some things. I remember going to a concert. It was up in San... I guess I call them concerts. Comedy show up in San Miguel at the ranch when it was there. And it was Gallagher. We went up with brother and sister-in-law and our son. He was in high school at the time. And security had to come and get someone. Because Gallagher started messing around with this guy. And this guy... he didn't like it. If memory serves me, that he volunteered, and of course, you know, Gallagher did the the food and that stuff, and this guy was obviously, he had too much to drink. But again, you go there, and you know, if you're going to volunteer to go up on stage with Gallagher, don't expect to be, you know, you shouldn't wear your Sunday best, because something that more than likely, or in most cases, anytime a comedian pulls you on stage, you are going to be the brunt of something. So again, go up there with a good attitude, and he was a jerk. And if I'm not mistaken, the crowd was booing this guy, that he was being a real jerk. So anyway, just a couple on the lighter things there on the right choice. So I'm gonna that's why freedom of speech, gonna completely switch gears. And I started mentioning the right to vote. You know, we've heard that recently. Well, you know, I have a right to vote. I this and that. Well, if you were to look at for a right to vote in the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you might have trouble finding it. Surprisingly, nowhere in the original text does it say that U.S. citizens have a right to vote. Instead, much of the government's authority to protect voting rights stems from amendments adopted following the Civil War, and legislation also passed during the Civil Rights Movement. So, yeah, you know, the Constitution says, well, the original Constitution doesn't have much to say about the right to vote. So, but again, after the Civil War, when you look at the amendments, starting with the 14th all the way through the 24th, which the 24th Amendment explicitly bans poll taxes, which often prevented low-income citizens of all races from voting. So, it's, you know, it's been there. So, you know, when people just, well, you know, the Constitution, no. But that lit, when I was going over this and thinking about it, look, there were a lot of bad things that happened not allowing people to vote in this country in our history, but we've corrected them. Now, for me, I think it's become too easy to vote, and I'm not so sure with the way things are, because government's abuse, that everyone should be able to vote. Anybody have thoughts on that? You know, we've had over the years, people said that, well, you know, people that don't own property, they should not be allowed to vote on bonds that are going to raise my property tax. Well, maybe it's something to consider. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You know, I was under the impression that in the early days of voting, that you had to be a landowner.
Yeah, there were a lot of different variances over the years of, certain states. The state, as a result, states were left with the power to decide who qualified to vote, and there was variation in our early years here in this country. Now, most states initially restricted voting to property owning or tax paying white men.
Yeah, which at the time probably really made a lot of sense.
I don't know how.
Well, if you actually owned something, then you had responsibility, and you were a responsible citizen. You weren't just some character that hung out in a bar. And so when you voted to protect your rights as a landowner.
Well,
sounds a lot better.
I'm assuming those people that were sitting in bars had to have money, and I'm assuming must have been working to get that money.
Oh yeah, there'd be people working in mines, working on the fields, working for the landowner. I don't know. I look at things today, and I would say we'd be a lot better off if you had to be a landowner to vote. look at the Dumbos in the cities.
Well,
that are...
unfortunately, though, that may eliminate a lot of people now because of the cost of housing. So I don't know. One, and again, we know this is fantasy world. It wouldn't fly. But I do think maybe in local regarding bonds. Now, I know people are going to say, well, those people that are not necessarily landowners, they're going to get hit with the increase in the property taxes. That's not my point. I'm just not so sure that they should be allowed to vote in to raise my property taxes.
Well, you know, there's that thing called, what is it? I heard Greg say, OPM, other people's money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a landowner, and when they, like, when they have bonds and things, I always vote against them because it comes out of my property taxes.
So, I agree.
And if you weren't a landowner, you don't give a damn. Although if you had any sense, even if you're paying apartments, the apartment owner is going to be paying and he'll raise your rent.
Right, but most of us that own property don't lease are not landlords. So
no.
I don't want somebody raising my taxes.
Yeah, whatever. But you know what I'm kind of getting at.
Yeah. Okay. Well, with that, we want to get at least one more call before we call it a day. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. The difference in the vote is people that work for the government in some sense or capacity and people that and they're the other people that don't work for the government in any form.
So, and help me out here. Are you saying that people that work for the government should not be allowed to vote?
No, they just vote different.
Well, they vote for themselves, you know, for their own pocketbook.
Well, they might work for a contractor or a restaurant or anything else, anything that's not affiliated with the government in any form.
Not affiliated with the government.
Yeah, they vote different from the people that are affiliated with the government and work for the government in some capacity.
Would you say that people that work for the government tend to vote more liberal?
Not necessarily liberal, but as far as the money part goes, they always are voting for more money.
So they're voting for people who are more likely to give them more money, which tend to be Democrats or liberals.
And the government.
Okay.
The government's handing it out.
So they're handing out our money.
Right.
Okay.
And they like that.
Okay. Do you think overall there should be some restrictions on who's allowed to vote?
No.
Okay. And again, when I'm saying that, I'm not talking about going back to, you know, Civil War, those type of eras, but the era, just some restrictions in general.
No, I just think that people need to be more exposed to what the heck's going on. And, you know, it gets so old, you don't want to listen to it.
Well, the problem with that is you can't force people to be knowledgeable and do their due diligence or even their responsibility.
But, you know, a good teacher in school can get you interested in any topic if he knows how to do it, or her.
In most cases, yeah, they're true. All right, sir. Well, I appreciate it. We're out of time, and thanks so much, and enjoy your weekend, and we are done.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The County Veterans Service Office announced they'll be holding a Senior Veteran Welcome Home event Thursday, December 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event will take place at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Hall, 801 Grand Avenue, and aims to honor senior veterans while also connecting them with local resources and support. Class Act Dance will be presenting its 28th year of the Nutcracker Storybook Ballet, sponsored by North County Dance and Performing Arts Foundation. This year's Nutcracker will be held in the Spanos Theater at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo the weekend of December 6th. You can purchase your tickets for this year's Nutcracker at ncdpaf.org. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s, it's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Open Mic Friday, you and Al this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Pure Country tomorrow morning, 6:05. Then Diane, the Country Store, Jimmy Gearhead Radio, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas in the spotlight with Gary Brill. Enjoy your weekend. and some of the festivities going on. And be careful in the rain when it comes and enjoy your weekend. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRO. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.